My Son Hunter producers to debut October 7th play in New York, as told by those who lived it. By Paul Bois on April 6, 2024. Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney, producers of the Breitbart movie My Son Hunter, will soon be debuting a play in New York about the horrific October 7th terrorist attacks that occurred in Israel last year. Premiering May 2nd in New York City, the new play will be a verbatim account of the terrorist attacks on Israel as told by those who survived them. Per the press release, written by Phelim McAleer, October 7th tells the story of Israel's darkest day by using the compelling and dramatic accounts of those who lived through it. October 7th is a 100% verbatim play consisting entirely of stories from those who were there. The interviews were conducted by veteran Irish journalists Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney, who traveled to Israel in the immediate aftermath of the attacks. October 7th brings together accounts from those who experienced October 7th. Their experiences may have been different, but all were changed by that day. In October 7th, the play, we meet young and old, secular and religious, people who were with family and those who were at a dance party when the unthinkable happened. We hear from the wounded and the bereaved, but we also meet the heroes who rescued dozens or fought back and saved multiple lives. We hear from mothers who hid for hours wondering if their family had survived. A policeman armed with a pistol and 9 bullets who killed several Hamas and saved dozens of his neighbors. We meet the off-duty soldier who picked up his gun, protected his village, and was shot 5 times by 3 different terrorists. We hear how young people enjoying a dance party had to flee for their lives as they witnessed slaughter around them. October 7th is a story of Israel's darkest day, but it is also a story of survival, hope and resilience and fighting back against the forces of darkness. Karen Carpenter, Love, Loss and What I Wore, will direct the play, which begins a limited run between Thursday, May 2nd through Sunday, June 16th. Official opening night has been set for Monday, May 13th, at the historic Actors Temple Theater, 339 West 47th Street, between 8th and 9th Avenues. For tickets and information, visit www.octoberseventhplay.com. Speaking with Breitbart News, writer Phelim McAleer said the world must not forget the tragedy of October 7th. The progressive elites seem to want the world to forget about October 7th and what happened that day. And they are being successful, McAleer told Breitbart News in an exclusive statement. We were in Ireland on October 7th and right away, people started talking about the need for a ceasefire and how terrible it was that they were turning off the electricity in Gaza. Everyone wanted to move on from October 7th, but there would be no war in Gaza if it wasn't for October 7th, he added. As to what motivated them to produce the play, McAleer said that he wants the world to know the truth of what occurred on October 7th. It's hard to believe we have to say this, but we want them to remember that October 7th happened. And that every bomb, bullet and death can be tied back to what happened on October 7th. There was a ceasefire on October 6th. Israel didn't go to Gaza on a whim, he said. McAleer said in the press release that they went directly to Israel to interview the victims in fear that the world would suppress the events of October 7th. Everyone we spoke to witnessed death and destruction or lost a loved one, often right in front of them. Many of them fought back, often in heroic ways against overwhelming odds. October 7th is a story of humanity, surviving, and fighting back against the forces of darkness. We felt these stories had to be told, he said. The people we interviewed and whose compelling words you will hear in this play all suffered enormous losses, all witnessed the very worst and sometimes the best of humanity. We are so proud and privileged to have met them, and honored that they trusted us with their testimony. Audiences, and the world should never forget these stories, he added. McAleer hopes that the play will move to wider audiences following its New York run, with the aim of showing it to Ivy League colleges across the U.S. For tickets and information, visit www.octoberseventhplay.com. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.